Hand out the song sheets, please. There's song sheets over here. Could you circulate them, please? So far, we've blazed our way through two. Well, it gets easier. Two of the six limbs of surrender. Dānya, or humility. Atmanivedana, full dedication and surrender of oneself unto the Supreme Lord and His service. And this evening we're going to be discussing sensing or carrying the consciousness of the Lord as one's protector and maintainer. A duet. Okay, so we'll sing the song together that we have for this section. You all have a song sheet now? Or can look on with somebody. Page number is 15. No. Page number is 14. Tumi Sarveshwara. You ready? Okay.
Tumi Sarveshwara Shwara Rajendra
Yeah.
So in this maintenance section, there are four songs. And this one is among the well-known of these particular songs. We'll read the translation. O youthful son of the king of Braj, you are the Lord of all. Creation and destruction take place in the universe according to your will. According to your will, Lord Brahma creates, and in accordance with your will, Lord Vishnu maintains. Lord Shiva destroys in similar obedience to you. And by your wish, Maya constructs the prison house of this world. By your will, the living beings take birth and die. And by your will, they meet with prosperity and ruin, happiness and sorrow. The tiny soul, bound up by Maya, vainly struggles in the fetters of worldly desire. Without your sanction, he is unable to do anything. You are my protector and maintainer. Without your lotus feet, there is no hope for me. No longer confident of my own strength and endeavor, I depend solely on your will. Bhakti Vinod is most poor, and his pride has been leveled. Now he lives or dies as you wish. So, within the song, there's various elements. There's humility, there's self-surrender. And both of these naturally, as far as all this discussion we've been having about the sequence of things, it makes perfect sense, the sequence that he's put them in. So because of the prior two, then the sense of, I must be maintained by you. Since I've manasa, deha, geha, yo, kichu, moris, everything is yours. So now, please maintain me. Maintain me, not I'm lazy, I'll sit in an easy chair, sit back, but in enthusiastic service, that's what I do, but nothing is mine, because it's all for your service, so please maintain. And it's a spiritual maintain, not just a physical or bodily maintain, as we'll see as we read some of these quotes. Okay. Here's a quote from Nectar Devotion, chapter 11, where Rupa Goswami is describing for us about the sense of being maintained for one who is fully surrendered to the Lord. We find in Nectar Devotion, in the Hari Bhakti Viveka, there is a statement regarding how one can offer his body in self-surrender. There the devotee says, my dear Lord, as a souled animal has no need to think about his maintenance and sustenance, so because I have given up my body and soul unto you, I am no longer concerned with my maintenance and sustenance. In other words, one should not bother about his personal or family maintenance or sustenance. And he explains this isn't advocating being irresponsible, but it's explained. If one is actually surrendered in body and soul, he should always remember that his only concern is to be engaged in the service of the Lord. For that we are very enthusiastic. Engaging in service to the Lord. But thinking in the aham mameti, I am creating my own welfare, that's abandoned. Service is not abandoned, but false conception is abandoned. I want to read refer to Jiva Goswami in his Bhakti Sandarbha. He explains this a little We've mentioned this before, but I'll go through it again. He says that among the six limbs of surrender or Sharanagati, there's a correlation, an inseparable correlation between these limbs, and there's a, like the correlation like the body and the limbs of the body. So he's saying the body is this item of maintenance and the others are its limbs. This is because this item of maintenance is synonymous with the meaning of Sharanagati, and because the other limbs of Sharanagati are considered to be its attendants. Well, it's not that what's a body without head, legs, and arms? It's a corpse. So limbs don't mean unimportant. But just like with the four varnas, there's the head department, the arms department, the torso or belly department, and the legs department. So the torso or belly or the body part, what is the Vaishya community supposed to do? The Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra. The Vaishya community is to produce agricultural products which maintains all the limbs of the other three sectors of society. You follow? Krishi Goraksha, according to Bhagavad Gita, agriculture and cow protection. Also trade and buying and selling, and that's what most people do that are Vaishyas. Anyway, there's a lot of agriculturalists also. But the one maintains the other three, maintains itself and the other three. So a similar statement was made in Hari Bhakti Vilas by Sanatan Goswami, where, remember this one, with our words we express the moods of humility and surrender. Within the mind we contemplate those things, and with the body we execute those things. So it's the corpus, or the actual executor of the process of surrender. So this, in other words, this item of maintenance, the other remains theoretical. If I just say, my dear Lord, I am yours, in my mind I contemplate it, and with my body I do whatever I want to do. Or I don't act that way. So this is putting into action, or this is the practical application section. Just like another for example, we have our classes in Bhagavad Gita and our classes in Srimad Bhagavatam, and then we go to our workplace. And we're only supposed to be Krishna conscious when we're here having our class, and you go to the workplace and it doesn't relate. If that's the case, then it's useless. Or it's a secular religion. There's what's for God and there's what's for the body. That's not our philosophy is not a secular philosophy. Our way of life is not secular. It's actually be Krishna conscious in all circumstances, so it's really a great test. It's what separates the men from the boys. It's what separates the theoretical from the realized. When you can actually apply this, the principles of surrender to the very essential items of maintenance. You follow the point? So it's according to Jiva Goswami, according to the Acharyas that discuss this, Vidya Vinod, he's one who talks about it. One of Sundarananya Vidya Vinod is one of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's disciples and primary biographers. He's like a scholar type of a person. So his explanation similarly is, this is not easy, but it's a must be done item. We have to practice and cultivate the application of this item of surrender to Krishna when we perform our studies or do our work or we're in the marketplace or we're moving around in real life besides inside four walls where we're just with devotees talking about Bhagavad Gita. It really requires application. It's where dedication of oneself is really put to the test. But the consciousness is being described. It's actually very simple. The consciousness is, I'm serving Krishna, and Krishna is my maintainer. It's very simple. It's simple as long as we're free from false ego. But in false ego, we don't want that. We like feelings about God, but no, I'll take care of myself. And that's not how a Sharanagata, a surrendered devotee, thinks. Thinks even if I have some ability to maintain myself, what is the meaning of that? Where does that ability come from, and so forth? We discuss these things. So there's some more from Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's a nice description in the section where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is leaving Jagannath Puri to go on a South Indian tour. And before going, he gets the permission from all the Vaishnavas. He's a leading, this shows his humility. He's the leading personality amongst all the Vaishnavas. He's a sannyasi amongst all the ashrams. He's the personality of Godhead. And he goes and gets everybody's permission before going. He goes to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who he's already shown his form of Radha and Krishna. And he says, please give me your blessings. So Prabhupada's purport is describing that Bhattacharya is actually a great personality and capable of giving blessings. And even there is this mixture of Mahaprabhu is a sannyasi and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya grahastha. Grahasthas can also give benedictions, blessings. And he gives in the example here in the purport. In our disciplic line, we have the example of a perfect householder, Paramahamsa, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his book Sharanagati. Bhaktivinoda Thakur stated, Ye dina grihe bhajana deki grihete goloka bhai. That is, whenever a householder glorifies the Supreme Lord in his home, his activities are immediately transformed into the activities of Goloka Vrindavan, planet of Krishna. Golokera Premadana Harinama Sankirtana. The spiritual world descends into one's own home, one's home becomes Goloka, and the householder lives as if in the spiritual world, even in his own home. Activities exhibited by Krishna himself at Bhoma Vrindavan, the Vrindavan Dham existing on this planet, are not different from his activities on the planet Goloka Vrindavan. This is proper realization of Vrindavan anywhere. So, Interestingly, this particular song being quoted comes from this section, the maintenance section. What is the outcome for one who surrenders fully and dedicates themselves fully unto service at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord? They're transported to the spiritual world, or conversely, the spiritual world descends and encompasses them. And whatever are the opulences of the spiritual world, how do they compare to the opulences of this world? No comparison. And that's how Grahastha remains fully satisfied with whatever the external arrangements are, because their consciousness is with Krishna. So as some of these songs are going to, and words of glorification are going to say, the surrendered, as far as maintenance, the surrendered devotee is perfectly happy whatever the arrangement is. A classic example from Krishna book, Sudama Brahman. You all know this story, right? Everybody knows this story. So he was very happy with what his wife felt was nothing. So she was, not for herself, but for her husband's sake, she was very anxious. Please go to Krishna and ask him for something so you can live and not be so skinny and always very poor and hungry. So after returning, when he was leaving Krishna's palace, he was thinking, Krishna is very kind. He didn't ask me to request, he knew why I came, but he didn't ask me to tell why I came, because he surely would have given, and if he gave to me, I just would have become puffed up and fallen to Maya, and so he didn't, he knows my nature. He didn't have me ask anything. And even without asking, Krishna knew, and when he reached his home, there was a big palace, and Krishna gave him everything, and he's thinking, Krishna is very kind. Krishna is very kind, or Krishna is very kind. That's how one thinks. Because Krishna is very kind. So, the Brahmana, Sudama, he was just performing his brahminical duties. And the Kshatriyas to perform Kshatriya duties, and the Vaishya duties, Shudra duties, and do them for Krishna. This is Daivi Varnashram. And for maintenance, I don't worry about that. Krishna's, that's his department. Results department, that's Krishna. Service department, that's mine. Krishna is my maintainer. There's another example very explicit like this, which comes also in Chaitanya Charitamrita, describing Shivananda Sen. Well, it's describing the devotees heading for Jagannath Puri from West Bengal for Jagannath Rath Yatra. And in the course of their travels, Shivananda Sen took care of everybody. As they went from place to place, he took care of their residence, he took care of their meals, he took care of crossing rivers with boats. He was like, you know, the temple commander. He just took care of everybody. And including everybody was his dog. Somewhere along the way they picked up a stray dog. So he just took care of the dog. You like stories, right? You know the story of the dog of Shivananda Sen? Now you will. Pay attention. Listen to what your father is telling you. So, he made sure that everyone received food, including the dog. So one day, he asked the persons who were supposed to take care of feeding everybody, have you fed everybody? He said, oh yes, we fed everybody. And did you feed the dog? Well, we didn't see your dog. You didn't see the dog? 10 people, go in different directions, find the dog. Couldn't find the dog. He was very, very unhappy. Very unhappy. And when he finally reached Jagannath Puri, and he entered into the place where Lord Chaitanya was sitting, he saw his dog sitting there eating the pulp of a green coconut. Lord Chaitanya was throwing the pulp of the green coconut with his own hand, and the dog was accepting the coconut. And Lord Chaitanya would have him chant, and he chanted, Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! And later it was understood the dog died, and Lord Chaitanya said that he went back to Godhead. So by receiving the mercy of Shivananda Sen, the dog got the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, who went back to Godhead. Even a dog can go back to Godhead, so I guess we can too, if we somehow get the mercy of a devotee of the Lord, and then thereby get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So in that, in relation to that narration in Chaitanya Charitamrita, here's one purport. As will be evident from the following verses, the dog got the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and was immediately promoted to Vaikuntha to become an eternal devotee. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has therefore sung, Tumita Takura, Tumara Kukura, Balia Janaha More, from Sharanagati. That's the one we sang yesterday. He thus offers to become the dog of a Vaishnav. There are many other instances in which a pet animal of a Vaishnav was delivered back home to Vaikuntha Loka, back to Godhead. Such is the benefit of somehow or other becoming the favorite of a Vaishnav. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has also sung, Kita Janma How Yata Tuya Desh. Tuya Dasa. This is hard to read. There is no harm in taking birth again and again. Our only desire should be to take birth under the care of a Vaishnav. Fortunately, and Prabhupada describes, he took birth in a Vaishnav family, and as a result, he was benedicted to become a Vaishnav himself. Thus, somehow or other, we are now engaged in that service. We may conclude that even as dogs, we must take shelter of a Vaishnav. The benefit will be the same as that which accrues to an advanced devotee under a Vaishnav's care. We'll come across this. I'm going to point it out specifically in this maintenance section. Bhaktivinoda Thakur offers a prayer where he prays to become a resident in a Vaishnav's house, even if it means to become a dog, and he'll stand at the gate and protect the house. Anyway, we'll discuss that. Another example of Bhaktivinoda Thakur taking something from Shastra and simplifying it in a very wonderful little song. So, there are several places in Bhagavad Gita where Krishna speaks about maintaining. One is in chapter 9, text 29. In the purport, Prabhupada writes, the Lord claims that every living entity, in whatever form, is His Son. Aham bija pratak pita. Krishna is the seed-giving father of all living entities. And so He provides everyone with a generous supply of the necessities of life. He is just like a cloud which pours rain all over, regardless of whether it falls on a rock or land or water. But for His devotees, He gives special attention. Such devotees are always in Krishna consciousness, and therefore they are always transcendentally situated in Krishna. So Prabhupada told a story once of a time when the British had created an artificial famine. It wasn't exactly famine. They just held the stock of rice, and it became 10 times the normal price. And Prabhupada explained that normally, he gave an example, I forget the numbers, but someone who was very poor, in order to buy 1 kilo of rice, he had to pay so many, whatever it was, rupees. But their monthly earning was almost so many rupees. So then to pay 10 times that, it was not possible, because they didn't earn that much. And so many people died of starvation, while the British were very eager to make, you know, more of a profit from the amount that they were leasing into the market. A few people dying, what's the problem? We'll make some more money, it's worth it. Anyway. So Prabhupada explained he was very concerned. All over. And so, with his concern, he went to the mandir and said to the sannyasis residing there, "Are you okay? Is everything taken care of?" And their answer was, "Everything is fine. We have so many supplies, people have been bringing. Thank you very much. Everything's fine. Thank you for your concern." And Prabhupada said, "Then I realized that the fact of the matter is that Krishna makes a promise that he'll give protection to his devotees. His devotees will never perish. And just see how it's so. They're not working. They have no income. And they have everything they need. So much so that when asked, 'No, that's okay. Thank you very much.' Then I," as Prabhupada said, "then I could understand the meaning of this special concern that Krishna gives for his devotee." We have the verse from Bhagavad Gita, where 529, what's 529 Bhagavad Gita? Krishna Das, you know that one? Bhoktaram Jagatapasam? Yes, you do. He knew all along, he just wasn't telling us. What of some of our girls, you know this verse also? Go ahead. Go ahead. Here's what Prabhupada writes in the purport of that verse. Lord Vishnu is worshipped in all yajñas as the chief beneficiary. It is also stated that Lord Krishna himself is the beneficiary of all kinds of yajñas. So, bhoktaram yajñatapasam. Therefore, ultimate satisfaction of the yajñapati is the chief purpose of all yajñas. When these yajñas are perfectly performed, naturally the demigods in charge of the different departments of supply are pleased, and there is no scarcity of the supply of natural products. So now you see from Bhagavad Gita the connection between rendering our duties or serving Krishna or performing the required sacrifices according to our position. And the maintenance department, that's on the Supreme Lord's side. Our side is, we dedicate ourselves to serve the Lord in a proper and dutiful manner. And He takes care of our maintenance, and that's the consciousness of the surrendered soul. The one that's not surrendered, or one that, what to speak of, not surrendered, not even religious, then they don't have a system of sacrifice, they don't have a system of serving God, and they work very hard day and night. So the problem is, because supplies come, rainfall comes when yajna is performed, without the performance of yajna, there's a restriction. People are forced to work, besides their own mentality. They're forced to work very hard. But those who have a devotion to the Supreme mentality, automatically they're taken care of. It's not separate. I'll go to work, then I'll also go to the place of worship and pray or something. The praying is there, and the serving the Supreme Lord through our occupational duties, that's also there, and it's all surrendered to the Supreme. In the chapter 9, text 5, Prabhupada explains how Krishna does this maintaining. Who knows what that verse is from 9:5 Bhagavad Gita? Everything rests in me but does not rest in me. Behold my mystic opulence. Mama Bhuta Maheshwara. Because he's the Maheshwara, Mama Bhuta Maheshwara. He arranges for the supply of all necessities through the agency of his energies. He personally is not doing that. It happens because of him, but through the agency, just like this other purport was explaining, through the agency of the devatas. But there under then supplies come. And the Yajnapati, Lord Vishnu, is the one who is worshipped. But because he is satisfied, the devatas, they supply. In this case, it's described in terms of prakriti. The material energy makes arrangements for the supply of things because the Supreme Lord is their master. Here's what Prabhupada writes in the purport of 9.5 Bhagavad Gita. The Lord says that everything is resting on Him. Matstani starva bhutani. See if our sloka children know this verse. Any of the children know this verse? Matstani starva bhutani nacha ham teshu vastata. Not one of the ones you know, huh? This should not be misunderstood. The Lord is not directly concerned with the maintenance and sustenance of this material manifestation. The Lord explains this fact. Although He is the maintainer and sustainer of the entire material manifestation, He does not touch this material manifestation. Simply by His supreme will, everything is created, everything is sustained, and everything is maintained, and everything is annihilated. Through the agency of His will, His energies move, and they do all these things. But He is the cause of all causes, therefore ultimately He is the maintainer, not we ourselves. And that's the consciousness of the surrendered soul. Here's Jamunacharya. I'm going to read, this is from that Prapana Jivanamrita, this compendium of different books, or different great personalities and acharyas and so forth who are writing expressions about the Lord as their maintainer. So Jamunacharya, we know who Jamunacharya is, right? We mentioned this. The spiritual master of Ramanujacharya, and one of the stalwart acharyas of the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya. So it's three verses in a row from Stotra Ratna. O Supreme Shelter, I am unsteady in religiosity. I do not know the constitutional position of the soul, and I'm completely devoid of devotion to your lotus feet. These are expressions of humility. Although I am bereft of the merits of devotional practices, you are the only goal of my life. That's Atmanivedana, dedication to your service exclusively. O Lord, I am yours. Consequently, I accept the shelter of your lotus feet, O Supreme Personality. Without you, I have no master. And without me, your role as the abode of compassion will remain unfulfilled. You're mine, and I'm yours. So, then he says, I'm such a burden to you. O Lord, since our relationship is that of the Creator and the Created, please protect me and do not abandon me. And the third, O Lord, you are the father and mother, the darling son, the friend and well-wisher. You are the ultimate goal and spiritual master of the universe. I am yours, under your protection, and a member of your family. So guess what? So you please maintain me. You are my goal, and I am surrendered to you. Certainly I am such a burden to you. And here's Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. According to Chaitanya Bhagavat, actually there's two sources of this. One is Kavi Karnapur and the other Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So in Chaitanya Bhagavat, that's another biography about Lord Chaitanya's life, just as Chaitanya Charitamrita is. So Vrindavan Das Thakur is its author, and he attributes the following verse to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So after, in Jagannath Puri, after Lord Chaitanya sees the deity form of Lord Jagannath and loses external consciousness in a mood of Mahabhava, he's taken to the home of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who tests him and determines actually he's not faking. It's a genuine trance of ecstasy. And so the followers of Lord Chaitanya eventually find out where he is, and they come, they identify who he is, and they chant loudly for a long time, and he regains external consciousness. Anyway, in the course of discussing with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya over a period of a number of days, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya realizes that he's the personality of Godhead. And Lord Chaitanya shows his spiritual form, his Sadbhuj form, six-armed form. Do you know what the six-armed form is? You know what Lord Chaitanya's six-armed form is? Who knows Lord Chaitanya's six-armed form? Any of our young men here? What is that? Rama.
Two Rama arms.
Two Krishna arms. To sannyas. So he's carrying the flute and the stick for controlling the cows as his Krishna form and with the bluish color. His bow and arrows, his Ramchandra form, and his sannyas form, carrying his little water pot for the sannyasi. So, Sadbhuj form, he demonstrated before Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who naturally was overwhelmed in ecstatic love, and he lost consciousness. And when he regained consciousness, he spontaneously, because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, what was his opulence? He was a great scholar. So spontaneously he composed in trembling and ecstasy, 100 verses in Sanskrit, glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And one of them is recorded in Chaitanya Bhagavat. And the translation, it's the verse starts, Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Shikshartam Ekam Purushak Puranam. There it is. Shikshartam Eka Purushak Puranam. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari Kripam Bhutir Yastam Aham Prapadye. So it also, this same text appears in a book written by Kavi Karnapur. So there are two opinions, who is the source of it. Kavi Karnapur is one of the sons of Shivananda Sen, the third son of Shivananda Sen. And this same Kavi Karnapur, he wrote several books. One of them is Gauragonadesh Deepika. It's a book which says those personalities who are in Lord Chaitanya's Leela, Gaura Leela, who are they in Krishna Leela? Very, very confidential understanding. And Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna Deepika, another book written by Kavi Karnapur. So in his, there's a book, Chaitanya Chandradaya Nataka. So it's verses glorifying Lord Chaitanya directly by Kavi Karnapur, and it appears in that book. So whether he originated the text or Sarvabhauma originated the text, there are two different versions. For a long, long time, this particular Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga, etc., verse was taken as like the verse that explains Lord Chaitanya. Then later on, other acharyas augmented, not replaced, but they augmented that verse to help us understand more deeply the confidential understandings of who is Lord Chaitanya. So, I'll just do a few more things. We'll look at some of the songs from the section. In material consciousness, there are two ways of thinking how we're maintained. One is I'm maintaining myself, another is somebody else is maintaining me, like a child may think my parents are maintaining me. Or a worker is thinking my employer is maintaining me. But both of these are abandoned by the Sharanagata Vaishnava. They're understanding my service is not just for my employer, my service is for Krishna. And my obedience is there for my parents, but ultimately it's because of obedience to Krishna. And Krishna is my maintainer. So I'm serving Krishna, I've dedicated myself to Krishna's service, and Krishna is my maintainer. So there's a natural connection between humility and self-surrender and this item of seeing oneself as maintained by the Supreme Lord. I wanted to make a comment also. If you recall, I read from Nectar Devotion the consciousness of one who is fully dedicated and surrendered to the Supreme Lord. So they're maintained by the Supreme Lord. That's how they're understanding. connection I want to make is that it's not only material maintenance or bodily maintenance, but it's spiritual maintenance also. Here's a verse from, or a purport from 239 Bhagavad Gita. 239 is where Krishna says, I've been explaining about Sankhya Yoga, now I'm going to explain about Karma Yoga. So in that purport, Prabhupada writes, the Lord says, therefore, that only to those who are always engaged in devotional service out of transcendental love does He award the pure knowledge of devotion in love. In that way, the devotee can reach Him easily in the ever-blissful kingdom of God. By such transcendental engagement, one achieves all transcendental qualities by the grace of the Lord. And thus liberation is complete. So the Lord maintains one spiritually as well as materially. That's the sense of the surrendered devotee of the Lord. Just a couple more things. In Chaitanya Chandramrita, that's a Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord Chaitanya makes this statement that we've heard before: Ekala Ishvara Krishna Arasava Britya. Does that ring a bell with anyone? You've heard that one before. Amongst there's one supreme, and all others are maintained by that one. That's the meaning. There's another verse that Prabhupada would often quote in this regard. Does anybody know what that verse is? Echo. And a meaning? Yeah. Well, that's the second part. Amongst all eternals, there are plural eternals, and there's one supreme eternal. Amongst all chaitanas, there's one supreme chaitana. And that one is maintaining the many. So there's scriptural understandings, there's scriptural statements to support this idea of surrender. Makes an arrangement for the natural maintenance of the living entity. Therefore, the pure devotee depends on the Supreme Lord entirely based upon whatever He gives. So there's another Bhagavad Gita purport, chapter 2, text 70. The devotee is not disturbed by desires for sense gratification because of His fullness, like the river is pouring into the ocean, remains undisturbed. The Krishna conscious man is not in need of anything because the Lord fulfills all his material necessities. Therefore, he is like the ocean, always full in himself. The person in Krishna consciousness is happy in the service of the Lord, and he has no desires to be fulfilled. The devotees of Krishna have no material desires, and therefore they are in perfect peace. And then here's a statement from the first chapter in Bhagavad Gita, one purport, where Prabhupada says, if the Lord so desires, the devotee can accept any amount of opulences. If the Lord so desires, the devotee cannot accept a farthing, whatever a farthing is, a small amount of money, I guess, the British term. Okay. So we'll go back and all together sing this one song. from Sharanagati. Is it ready? You have the song sheets?
Tumi Sarveshwareshwara Rajendra
discussion. There's one other thing I wanted to present. Any discussion?